Hello, and welcome to Iacon Underground Radio for the week of, I'm going to say late September. That's a week, right?
Yes, the week that Transformers 1 has come out. The week that is the anniversary of the first episode of G1 airing.
My birthday. I'm Jen.
Yes. And I'm David.
We are going to run down some news and talk a little bit about what is shipping this week, and then we are going to do a little discussion of Transformers 1. So we are going to keep the spoilers restricted to that one area that will be the spoiler zone.
Yes.
And somewhere around here, David is going to input a timestamp, a comment.
Yes,
with a timestamp.
I should insert a timestamp 40 minutes here.
Yes. And so if you have not seen it yet and you do not want to be spoiled, bless your heart. Skip that section, which is going to be later in the episode.
Wait at the end.
But I am guessing that most of the people... Well, apparently it's not out in the UK yet, except for all of the people who got to see it. I assume that everyone there has seen it early.
Yeah, you got to see it early. It's weird that it didn't. It's already come out in Australia, hasn't it?
Now I'm going to have to go to the Googles.
Yeah, I'm surprised it didn't come out in the UK, since I think they got the first showings, the preview showings.
Well, that's because they've got Thu. Let's see. I am not getting anything very useful, but someone who was lecturing people on Blue Sky, I think, about not spoiling things, was saying, let's see, something just says a few weeks later. It debuts in the UK on October 11th.
Wow, that's so far away.
Yeah.
Sorry, UK folk. Damn.
For what? And that's pretty wild because, you know, they have a robust fan community. But,
yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's actually going to affect dates for major releases of motion pictures. But it's sad for them because it's a lot of people who are going to be dodging spoilers. I mean, we will get into all of that.
Spoiler is there's not much to spoiler if you're already a Transformers fan.
Yes, just details. Yeah. It's good to at least go in without knowing all the details. We will worry about that, I don't know, when we get around to it for Patreon.
Yes, when it comes out on home media.
So yeah, by the next time we record, we will have some box office information. It sounds like, I think, it was like $30 million so far for previews.
It was the 14th, like last week, that there was preview.
I mean, there have been...
First day, and that's already better than that... Oh, shit. The movie I've already forgotten based upon a video game.
Oh, no. Borderlands?
Yes, Borderlands.
Yeah. People need to stop putting Kevin Hart in things.
I don't think... From what I've heard, he wasn't the problem.
Well, yeah. I'm sure he had a lot of problems.
He might have been one of the few parts that worked. Which is a scary thing.
He's in a lot of those... sports betting ads, and I could just stand to never see a sports betting ad ever again.
Yeah, that is probably why I started disliking him. Then again, Patton Oswalt, I think, has done sports betting ads or something.
But not as...
A lot of people who shouldn't have done sports betting
not
ads.
Not as many.
No.
Patton Oswalt did, like, one. Anyway, so that is out this week. It's pretty exciting. I know today is Friday, and I know some of our friends have been like, oh, I went to a 10 a.m. showing and we were the only ones here. It's like, okay, but it's a school day.
Yeah, I managed to get, well, sort of early-ish, but not really that early. I missed my dinner on Thursday, and there weren't that many people there. There was like a grandpa and some kids, and some other people came in.
Well, I didn't have to miss my dinner.
But I went to 3D also, so.
I went to the Alamo Draft House. So
I ate a dinner's worth of popcorn and regretted it.
That Tillamook Cheddar was really honoring the life given by the cow for that burger. It was good stuff. Sorry, I went with family members, half of whom are vegetarian. So it was a discussion of whether the meal was honoring the sacrifice of the animal or whether it was McDonald's, which is not honoring the sacrifice of the animal.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, so what is this, going back to our actual news outline, what is this Captain Tsubasa collab?
I have no idea what it even is going to be. Oh, I didn't actually read it. I put it in the show notes because it's just so freaking weird.
Now, I'm not familiar with Captain Tsubasa. I am only familiar with Tsubasa, the Big Clamp multiversal crossover manga / anime.
Okay, for the thing, it's like there's going to be a costume at some soccer game, and there's some artwork drawn, and it seems like more like it's a tie-in with the soccer game, actual soccer game. But it's a soccer anime based upon a soccer manga that's from, like, the 80s, like the early 80s, and is still going. I think the manga's still going. It's been going off and on. There's been a series of anime, and starting a little kid who grows up and he gets so ridiculously tall and his legs are so long and his head is so tiny, he's like 12 heads tall at this point.
Uh-huh.
It's the main character.
See,
I included it because just the artwork is the contrast between him and Optimus is hilarious.
I hear the title Captain Tsubasa and I immediately picture the JRPG Skies of Arcadia. And you can look that up and see if that's something that should be called Captain Tsubasa. Not football, but okay. Footy. But
no, but it's just sort of a footnote odd thing of a thing in Japan. It's just, like, look up Captain Tsubasa art, and it's
a whole thing.
It's well drawn, but the proportions are hilarious.
And so it sounds like every kid's video game is going to be having Transformers stuff following the Transformers Overwatch 2 thing. Now there's a Transformers Minecraft one, and
yeah, which is weird, but I guess you can do that.
Well, because
Squad Busters one is weird because it's a game I think I've seen ads for, but it's one of those things that's been going for so long. I assumed it had stopped. I guess it's a mobile game. I don't really know anything about that. But like the Minecraft one, it's like, well, there's lots of tie-in mini, like they make like a stage you play in for lots of different properties and things. It's better than having like a Roblox one.
Yeah.
The squeeze money out of small children game.
Yeah. Fortnite.
Yeah, they've already done Fortnite. Or, no.
I don't understand.
Is Fortnite or something?
Fortnite, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, so this is just rolling more along like the Overwatch 2 thing. It's just happening in more and more games as time goes on.
This week was my 46th birthday, and I am bringing that energy right now.
Yay.
Like, I don't, like, I like video games. I do not care for video games that are primarily populated by 12-year-olds.
Yeah, in theory, I'll play the Minecraft one. Hopefully I don't have to buy a new version of Minecraft. I haven't logged in a while. I might have forgotten my password.
I need some, like, Transformers X Fallout collab, or...
Yeah, that's the thing. It'd be nice if it's in the collabs in games I play, but a lot of the games I play are older, or just, like, there's no way to collab... Unless it's, like, a Dave the Diver collab, I guess? Dredge...
Ooh, there we go. Some DLC.
Dredge would be cool if you use all the naval boat Decepticons.
Get some Stardew Valley collab DLC. You can grow Energon cubes.
I think they've already done World of Tanks with Transformers.
Probably. Yeah,
I know they did one of the boat ones a couple years ago.
Yeah, I cannot with these live service games. It's just...
Yeah, not
just
really.
Let me put down my $50 or $60 and be done spending money on your game.
Yeah,
which is apparently an old-fashioned way of thinking now.
Yes, That's for indie games, smaller games, games that don't cost $400 million and make diddly squat. Sorry, yeah. Concord. Oof, that was... More info's coming about that. That's not translated. I'm digressing into other games. Let's get back to toys.
Yes. Speaking of everybody's favorite toys, the Blockies.
Do you have any of those?
I do. I have a handful of them. I posted on Blue Sky about...
Oh, wait. Did you get a Jazz at the convention?
Yes. I had a Jazz at the convention that I brought with me.
All right.
I was wondering if anyone wanted to...
I was trying to find someone. I never did.
Yes. One day I was like... trying to find someone to split some cases with, or just asking if there's any better way to get a hold of them. And someone who I will leave unnamed, because when people do very nice favors for me that I don't want other people thinking that they could go approach
do
them
that
for.
All the time. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to name drop somebody and then other people are like, well, I should go ask them for freebies. So that is why I leave names undropped. But someone was like, yeah, I have some spares. Who are you looking for? And I was like, Autobot cars. So yeah, I have a handful of them. I had the Jazz at TFCon. I guess maybe the shipping didn't quite work out for the dealers to have them at TFCon, but the people at TF Nation, they were all over the place there. And so speaking of the UK fandom, they are enamored. Like it was meme level. Like that was their new meme is Blockies from this year.
They're kind of cute. I want to get at least one, but I don't know. At this point I'll take whatever. Although the ones that are coming, movie tie-ins.
I've heard that they are going to start getting some degree of Walmart distribution.
Ooh. Good.
From a friend of ours in the industry. But yeah. So that would be nice. I would definitely like to be rewarded for venturing into the terrifying den of horrors that is my local Walmart and be rewarded by some Blockies I can just buy on my way out the door from next to the checkout line, which has turned into some sort of gladiatorial combat arena. They've decided to... It's weird. They're doing weird things with the checkout lines.
Well,
yours may that happen at some point.
Let me guess. Half of the ones you can't use cash anymore, or half of them are just closed.
No, it's not even like that.
Like last time I went to a it was a different Walmart that I usually go to. And like it was just bad.
The entire checkout area, and this has happened with a few of the local ones, so I don't know if it's something they're rolling out regionally or if this is something everyone is going to have to deal with in the near future.
Oh, no.
But I am considering this Transformers adjacent discussion because you go to Walmart for Transformers and like a replacement filter for your sink filter and like some trash bags. But yeah, like the whole checkout area is just a mix of normal staffed lines and self-checkouts.
Yeah.
And there are two lines that feed into it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's just two lines that feed into the whole checkout area.
That would sort of make sense. In a way that makes sense because, like Walmart's have, like, oh, there's a dozen checkout lines. Only, like, two are actually open. Everything else is the self-checkout and... Well, the one I usually go to, there's like self-checkout at both ends, and there's a line that leads into either one of those.
So if you've got a couple people in front of you with great big carts full of stuff who are going to need to go through a staffed checkout line, and you're standing there with your Transformer toy, your replacement filter, and your trash bags, and you have to deal with the awkwardness of going past them to get to a self-checkout and hope that they don't raise a stink about it. And yeah, it's weird. And if anyone else has those, I am sorry. But yes, Blockies may be coming to Walmart.
Yay.
But yes, there are Transformers 1-1s. There are a bunch of
Transformers
1-1s. Yes, Transformers 1 ones. Transformers 1, 2. So would the sequel be called Transformers 2 or Transformers 1, 2?
I hope so. Well, then the third one would be Transformers 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
When it should be Transformers, GoBots 1, 2, 3. Or something. Anyway, yeah. Hopefully the second one is named too, because it'd be fun.
They are continuing with blockies. There are bigger ones that are a little fancier. It's definitely... I think if there's a niche where toys like blockies or like the YOLO Park stuff is perfect, it's the cogless Transformers. So
yeah, and little, well, they're called something else, but little Viacons.
Yeah, I
think if they're smart, like, they're packed like three in a box, but they're not gonna be, because they're army buildable.
But yeah, so that's something fun that's going to be coming out. I'm not in general a huge fan of blind boxing things, because
no,
I mean, I would like to just buy the one that I wanted and not.
I don't mind blind boxing if it's something that's like under $5.
Yeah, that too.
And if it hits $10, no.
These are probably angry. I could see these being around 8 to 10 at Walmart. So I guess we will see how that goes.
But they're little Transformers, so maybe I'll get three of them.
Yeah. There are also going to be more Transformers 1 toys coming in Studio Series as of PulseCon. There is going to be an Alita 1. I think they said they're doing a Bumblebee.
Yeah, the Bumblebee, Alita 1, and Sentinel. So they're doing the main cast, at least.
Yeah. So that's good, because those are pretty nice. I would like them... They need to do Orion packs, like... Basically, I need the Prime with no mouth plate. He needs a mouth. He needs a mouth. There seem to be some Combaticons coming in some upcoming lines.
Oh, yes. There's at least rumor there's like leaked thing of there's a Vortex somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, we already
on some computer.
Had some leak stuff saying we were getting Aerialbots too, so
we did.
Yeah,
I forgot that. Well, of course you didn't forget that one. I did.
I would never forget that. And it started with Slingshot and Air Raid, which is a terrible idea. Those two need an adult. Those two are the ones who most need an adult, and you put them in a wave by themselves, and by the time the other three show up, they're going to have, like, completely ruined history, and it's going to be a problem.
Rewrite history.
Don't let those...
Their life is like a hurricane.
Don't let those two be on their own.
But yeah, okay, you'll get the Aerialbots, I'll get the Combaticons.
And there you go. One of my fosters has decided it's time to destroy my rug, so that's the weird noises coming from behind me. Other PulseCon stuff?
PulseCon.
There was not actually a lot of PulseCon stuff.
We saw pictures of toys that we'd seen announcements of before.
Well, yes.
Was there anything really new? I think...
The G2 Breakdown was kind of new, and we knew that...
I'm pretty sure there was a picture of that, like, last announcement thingy. Also, Overcharge... There was a picture of him.
Yes,
and
we
stuff,
knew but. Armada Wheeljack was inevitable once they already had his mold, but apparently he doesn't come with his mini-con, even though the Shattered Glass Sideswipe comes with his mini-con. So that's... maybe they'll... I don't know, they're not really doing the, like, select stuff so much anymore. I was gonna say, maybe they'll do a special edition one. I don't know. That seems... I am a fan of mini-cons, so I'm not thrilled about that. But yeah, everything else, you know, we're getting a repackage of Tarn, we're getting Cosmos, which everyone will be excited about, except for the people who were trying to resell the meta markup.
Yeah, Cybertronian mode Bumblebee, Ramjet again, who was, I guess, hard to get.
Yeah.
He came in a 2-pack, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's maybe they'll actually put out that Hound by himself.
Yes,
I'm
please.
So mad about that, because I like Hound, and I would like a good one to take on hikes with me and take pictures of, because I've just
especially
been...
like, I have the Detrius. He's a good mold.
Yeah.
I want the Hound.
Ah. Also, Dino King went up for sale. I don't think he sold out yet. I'll double check.
I don't know. I bought him as instantly as I could.
I need to.
I bought him.
Everything.
And Wheeljack and Overcharge.
Everything is selling or is charging all of a sudden. So I have to make decisions. He is still.
Things have piled up this month. So.
Yeah, they are still, we will discuss that in the shipping report. They are still available for pre-order on Hasbro Pulse, if you would like some...
A couple things sold out, but I forget what.
It's called some Transformers Legacy United Dinobot Dino King Multipack. They're not Dinobots, they're Dino Force.
Well, they're recolors of Dinobots, they're just with new feet and I think... weapons?
Yeah, and probably heads. Yeah, I think they've got proper... Yeah, I'm looking at them here, and yes, they have little dino heads. I mean, they're cute.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of is how they are in Victory. They're goofballs.
Yeah. More toys. Missing Link, RC, and Sunstreaker.
I'm going to need that RC. I'm going to need that RC, and then I'm going to need to go back in time to 1986 and be like, here, little kid. Here's
this ugly toy from the art of the toy.
Here is your RC.
We have better ones. It's ridiculous that they're making those two, but in a weird way, it does make sense. Well, because Sunstreaker was the first Transformer designed...
Mm-hmm.
And didn't they lose like the molds of the original or something?
I think so. I think that he's one of those that they do not have the molds for anymore, much like the Dinobots.
So making a new version of him articulated, that's cool. RC, the pre-production toy design RC as a real toy is ludicrous. I mean, there's a lot of people are going to want it. I don't care, but...
I am going to want it. I am going to want it. Everybody else, I don't care. I want it. It's like G-Axis. It doesn't matter if anybody else wants it. I want it.
Yeah.
We have some maybe kind of tiny, grainy, leak kind of images of Monster Hunter collab, which we know is a thing.
A collab with Monster Hunter was announced, yes.
Yes.
So it's believable, and it appears to be a heavy Air Razor remold.
Yes.
So it's, at least it's got Air Razor feet and stuff.
As a Rathalos, and now that makes me want to go back and get those Combiner Wars that San Diego Comic-Con set with the three female characters who all came with giant weapons.
Oh, yeah.
Which were very Monster Hunter-esque.
We saw that at the con. They're sort of expensive, but not ridiculously expensive considering the original price, but
it's a very
grainy little picture. It's believable. Presumably it is the actual toy, but it could also just be a really good fake.
It could be fan art, you know. It could be a fan design that somebody mistook for real.
We haven't discovered yet, and somebody will figure out tomorrow after we post this,
but so it's Rathalos. I am
who's like the poster boy of a bunch of games.
I'm passingly familiar with Monster Hunter. Basically, I played a bunch of Monster Hunter for you, and then I injured my thumb and couldn't play for like a week, and then I had moved on to something else. What I'm saying is, I have ADHD. Yes. The game is not actively being played, I forget it exists, but it's got some really neat designs. I mean, there could be some really fun toys from that.
Yeah, if they do more than the Rathalos, it does look really cool. Kind of want that.
Also, in the socials have been talking about things, news, there have been concerns raised about the cover of one of the... It's one of the, like... It's not
extra
like the
incentive
main
covers.
Cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
It's not the main cover.
But it it's not great. It's definitely got some AI weirdness going on.
I am
having trouble getting it to load. What's the artist name again?
I don't remember the name of the artist that did that one. Number 5 or something.
Oh, here we go. Francesco Mattina.
Oh.
And apparently this has been an issue with him on some other stuff he's done.
It's like a weird Megatron cover. The shoulders don't look like Megatron. They look like they're clipping into themselves. And the hands are funky.
It's not good in a way that seems like there may be AI assistance going on. So that's
and annoyingly, it's becoming a more common thing. There was like a DC cover artist who like apparently did that a lot, and I think has been fired from doing covers from now on.
So was it not the same guy? Because I want to say this particular
guy.
Okay.
I think it's a different guy.
They need to not do that. It's bad.
Yeah.
And then our last thing we're going to talk about for the news is that Studio Trigger video finally came out.
Yes. What was it actually called? The video, the 40th anniversary video thingamabob.
Go to YouTube, look up Transformers Trigger.
Yeah, the Transformers 40th anniversary special video by Studio Trigger.
Yes.
A.K.A. the people who made SSSS Gridman.
Yes.
Specifically the director of that and a bunch of the same staff are massive Transformers nerds. Look at the video. Oh my god, they're massive Transformers nerds.
Yes. It uses Bump of Chicken's song Mayday. Yay, Bump of Chicken. They seem cool. I mean, I like that kind of music that's more like, I don't know, less poppy and more just sort of uplifting, rocky, poppy
it's
kind
fun,
of stuff.
They've done collabs before. They're,
I'm old.
I forget what the Optimus is called. The multicolored limb one is in the video.
I think that's just called, like, Bump of Chicken Optimus.
Okay.
But they had the powder blue bumblebee that they sold at their merch tables. So,
I think it's the guitarist is like a massive Transformers fan, and he's the one behind all this behind all his band's connection to Transformers.
If you haven't seen it yet, it is super cool. It's definitely going to give you some feelings. Should look it up.
No matter what series you love, unless it's only Rescue Bots.
Yeah, there's no Rescue Bots, which is unfortunate, but
It would sort of make sense, because I don't think Japan ever got Rescue Bots. It's like, any show that was in Japan is in this.
Yes.
Including Transformers Go, which looks gorgeous in this, and the show was not good.
More love for Transformers Go than that series has ever had.
Yes. Oh, and there's just some cameos in this that like, you are never going to show up again. Anyway, I'm surprised you're here.
Like that dog that Wilder kicked.
It's like the back of Thunder Blast. I almost forgot her name. Thunder Blast from Cybertron's head. Like that's all we're going to see of her. We didn't get to see the boobs. Thanks, Trigger, for not drawing that.
for holding back.
But I forget all the weird cameos. A bunch of people have gone over it in depth.
Why does Jolt have an assault rifle?
Evangelist did a nice long video about it.
Yes, yeah, like 3 hours talking about it. Why does Jolt have an assault rifle? He is a mini-con.
Jolt? Oh, the mini-con Jolt. Yeah. Both Jolts are in the video, who are helicopters. Yes.
Well, the mini-con is the one who has an assault rifle.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was really nice. I enjoyed it.
Let us hope and pray, like that video they did about Gridman before they made SSS Gridman.
Maybe it might lead to something.
Let them have 13 episodes to do whatever, please. Official.
That would be fun. Give me just a second. We got cat interference going on here. Go on. Before she bumps the mic and makes me disconnect again.
This really should have played before Transformers 1.
Oh, that would be great.
Like an animated short. Or do you stick it on the Blu-ray?
Yeah. Maybe they might do that. I could see that. So, stuff that is shipping right now.
Yes, things.
Yeah, money. It's great. I wish I still had some, because, man. So, Straxus has shipped.
Yes, has arrived at my house. Is
you've got
currently
yours
in the mail for Jen.
Mine is arriving tomorrow.
I previously had the Galvatron mold. This is a heavy remold of.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not like that. It was just weird because it didn't quite feel like Galvatron. Like, alt mode is weird. But as Straxus, it's almost as perfect as you can imagine to replicate his robot mode and stupid made-up vehicle mode from the comic.
I love when they replicate stupid made-up comic vehicle modes. See also GX.
Like, it's not spot on, but it's way closer than I ever would have imagined we would get in toy form.
That's amazing.
It's gorgeous.
That is amazing. Yeah,
and him
I'm
being
really
like, comic paint, the lines don't detract that much from him. I kind of don't like the that style.
I haven't
but I do sort of
seen
like the Bende dots that are on his knees. It's neat.
I haven't seen one in person yet, but I do. I like it. I like the pictures I've seen. I'll see if I like it as much in person, because he'll be my first one.
Like, that coloring style is, like, too much on Grimlock for me, but it works on Straxus.
Mm-hmm. So, I've heard someone saying that their Flame and Emirate Zaren was, like, processing, too.
Oh.
So, those may be coming sooner than we think. Sooner than my bank account is prepared for.
Yeah.
Also, today, I personally, and these have been shipping for other people, I got Steeljaw. He's a little kitty. People have not been liking him very much, but I think those people are incorrect. I did not get Blaster out to try him because there's been some debate over whether he
there's
fits.
There's been reports that he doesn't fit right.
Well, from what I've heard is basically there's a joint that you have to make sure that joint is like completely flattened.
Hmm.
So you have to, like, make sure that he is fully transformed to get him in, and it's
finickiness
easy
of modern engineering.
Yeah, and it's easy to, like, have that joint, like, up just a little bit and get in the way. But I'll get my Blaster out in a little bit, because I actually just opened him, like, an hour before we recorded. While I was watching Survivor.
Now that I have a Straxus, I need a new Blaster. I've been skipping Blasters. The last Blaster I got was War for Cybertron, I think.
Okay, so you didn't get any of the Legacy ones?
No, because the first
the
one was like
series
way too big. I didn't get the Studio Series, no.
I got the whatever Legacy it was, but the one that was redone into Studio Series. No, so
I have the War for Cybertron, the G1, and Shattered Glass Blaster.
He's pretty colors. He's really nice colors.
But having him fight Straxus would be a little weird.
So are the Starseekers actually, I guess we have had some people who we know who have actually found the Starseekers in stores.
Yeah, Filch and Ann Filch and Cannonball and Farrakh.
I have not, because again, my Walmart here is brutal.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen them yet.
They were not at any of the Walmarts I have visited in the last couple days. But I, you know, we have pictures of them on shelves. We have accounts of them showing up on shelves. So if you want them, but not so much to have bothered pre-ordering them, those should start actually showing up now.
Yeah, no, I do kind of, well, yeah, it's the thing. It's like, if I see Farrakh on a shelf, I will buy him. I didn't pre-order. I don't think I pre-ordered any of them.
I pre-ordered Filch because she was one that was like,
you need.
I absolutely have. I mean, I've mentioned that there are tiers and there's, I have to have this. I will pre-order it versus I kind of want this. I'll pick it up if I see it in a store versus I'll get this if it's on clearance versus I don't need this taking up space in my apartment at any price. So she was definitely top tier. You know, I Road Pig is probably going to be, and if I see him in the store, I'll grab him.
Yeah.
So, also, you have a couple things you've gotten. You got one of the Earth Spark, the new Earth Spark ones. You got Aftermath.
Oh, yes, Aftermath, because he... I forget if anybody else from that wave popped up on Amazon, but he did the U.S. release anyway, not the Takara version. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, pre-order, I need it, because I want him, because he's a cab-over engine truck from the mm-hmm. 50s. It's like, I fucking love that, and he's great. Like,
yes.
Because, like, the day before he arrived, I had opened Grimlock and Optimus Prime, the deluxes. Mm-hmm. Which I found, like, on sale in a Walmart. And I was really disappointed by the Optimus. The robot mode's fine. The transformation in the vehicle mode, I don't like it at all. So I was mm-hmm. down on that toy. And then I got Aftermath, and oh my god, I love him. He is as good as I'd hoped. I need more of him in many colors. I want a Seeker army of him.
Ooh. Yeah,
because I just love the idea of, like, Transformers based upon really old vehicles.
I mean, regardless of how I feel about the writing in Season 2, he is a very cool design.
Which I haven't seen.
He is a very cool design.
He's amazing looking.
So, yeah. And you got Leozak from Iron Factory.
Yes, my little Iron Factory Leozak arrived.
How is he? I need to get him.
He's good. I transformed him into plane mode. I haven't made him a torso yet, because all I have is the legs and a torso without the crotch. That's Jaguar guy.
Oh, you didn't get Jaguar yet?
I have him and the arms on pre-order. Well, the two arms. I don't think Death Adder has gone up on pre-order yet. I need him.
Death Cobra. Yeah, Death Cobra looks pretty great. Yeah,
no, the other three guys are on pre-order sometime this year. Maybe they're coming out.
Leozak is the best one. I did notice in the Studio Trigger video that Leozak got to be on the Council of Starscreams. Because he is not literally Starscream, but he is functionally Starscream.
He's very much a Starscream.
He's very much
maybe
Starscream.
Maybe more pitiful than Starscream. Well,
he's
most
a lot smaller. He's a lot less impressive.
He's very tiny.
I mean, all of Breastsaurus is tiny, but compared to Deathsaurus, who I guess Deathsaurus is also...
Deathsaurus is also ridiculously big.
He's a big guy. It's, you know, Victory kind of leaned a little more into scaling with the toys.
Well, like, as the Japanese series went on, each leader got bigger and bigger and bigger to ridiculous proportions.
It's like World of Warcraft.
Bigger shoulder pads.
I just like that you could tell how important a character was in World of Warcraft by how tall they were. Like, even humans. Suddenly this human is like 8 foot tall, and I realize this is just video game language, so it's UI, basically, so that you know. Hello,
you can
Lucille.
Find them.
I don't know if you heard
Kitty, yes, I heard a
trill.
I don't
she
know
decided
if I can
it was,
make it to the recording.
It was time to headbutt me. But the scale is a whole thing with Victory. They gotta make them bigger.
Anyway, the little Iron Factory guys continue to be really fun.
Very cool. So I think I have heard some people starting to get their Studio Series Optimus Primes, which, again, oof.
Oh, no, yep. Not the movie Prime.
The 86 one.
Yeah, the 86 one. Yeah, with the funky feet, which, like, does that impede transformation, or is it just an aesthetic thing?
It sounds like it's just aesthetic, that some of the feet are like there's some little piece that's upside down or something. So, but you have to actually
doesn't seem to
knock out the pin.
Me. Take a pin out, yeah. I don't think that would bother me. It's like, oh, the taillights are off. The taillights are off on a lot of models. Anyway.
Yes. That is what's shipping right now. So we are ready. So we're going to discuss the movie. Okay.
Do you remember the 21st night, September?
This is where the spoilers are going to start. But we are not going to do the kind of deep dive that we would do on, say, one of our Patreon episodes.
Because it would be so long. Also, I probably have forgotten some things because I've only seen the movie once.
We'll probably actually do a Patreon about it at some point.
We'll definitely do it by the time it comes out on home media.
I would say maybe once before. It's out for home viewing, I mean, I'm definitely... I need to go see it again in 3D.
I saw it in 3D. It was pretty good.
But also, you know, we'll need at least one or two more showings before we're ready to tackle the Patreon. Also, we'll need Rob, because we need Rob to provide structure.
Yeah, because we just ramble, which is about what we're going to do now.
Again, ADHD. It is what it is. So yes, our spoilers are going to start here. I need to go see it in 3D just because all the environments
are so gorgeous. Oh my god, the background.
Dynamic. It's not even just like, you know, you see like an Avengers movie or something in 3D, but it's just like, it's live action, and that's not as impressive. Like, it's, oh boy, I can see live action 3D, like, all around me at all times.
Like, so many 3D movies in live action, it's post-production making it look like 3D. Presumably they output this movie in 3D and didn't do it that way, which would be weird if they did.
Yes. Yes. So, is it all that in 3D?
I won't say it's the most impressive 3D movie I've ever seen, but it works really well with, like, depth of field of the buildings and the sky. The vapor wave surface of the Earth, or surface of Cybertron.
The planet just growing, which I assume is because it's literally a living being.
Yeah.
That was wild. It doesn't get, like, actually explained, but it's easy to assume that it's because the planet is a living being, because they establish just like right up front. It's
Oh god, because we see Primus at the very
right
beginning.
Up front, it's like in the beginning. There's
and it's
Primus,
the model of Primus from Cybertron.
I have that almost exactly. I have that toy like sitting right in the other room.
I have that toy. He stays in Cybertron mode on a desk, harassed by a Unicron.
But it is wild going to like. I mean, I've talked about before how just having these moments where the niche stuff gets brought into the mainstream. I went into Suncoast Video years ago, and one of the Titan collections of the UK comic was just on their graphic novel shelf. And it's like, just being in the theater, and there's this big movie that they're talking about on CBS Mornings doing promo stuff for, and it's right up front. Here is Primus. Here are the 13 primes.
Yeah, the 13 primes. Well, I guess we sort of knew that. It escaped my brain. It's like, yeah, they're all there. All the names. There's Onyx Prime, and then I think about him in the comics, and it's like, ooh, don't trust that dude.
You could tell that Sentinel Prime was a bad guy because he had some really fascist wings. Like, those are not the wings of a good guy.
Yeah, they're kind of angry, like, lightning bolt-ish shapes.
They're just very, like, it's Art Deco that's all blocky, right?
Yeah, because he's bronze.
Art Deco is the dwarves, and it's Art Nouveau is elves. Yeah. But yes, that Art Deco, like, golden wings, and also because he's John Hamm, and John Hamm is a guy you get to play a bad guy who thinks he's a good guy.
John Hamm is, like, it's a name I've heard many times, and I know I've probably seen him, but I don't remember who he is.
He's in Good Omens as the Angel Gabriel.
Oh, I still haven't watched Good Omens. I kind of wanted to reread the book, but that's not going to happen, but I need to watch it.
But still, that's the kind of character.
Oh, ridiculously handsome dude. Damn.
Yes. He is the kind of guy who, you know, like I said, is a character who thinks, who's bad, who thinks he's good.
Oh, he was in Baby Driver. Okay.
But
I forget what he was in Baby Driver.
Also, but, because Sentinel Primes never go well. That's an inauspicious name. You see that pop up.
Either they're bad or they just die as soon as they show up.
Yes. I mean, the animated one was at least mostly just an asshole. But...
Yeah.
But yeah, it was... Oh my goodness, this cat is loving on me.
It was.
She wants me to know.
So much fun. Like, I do need to watch it again, like, to sink into it more.
So much.
It was a fun ride.
D16 is a teenager who follows all the rules, and then he finds out, like, his father had an affair, and he just goes full anarchist. And I say that
like it's
not a real thing, but I just recently got around to reading the book Into the Wild, which mm-hmm. is true story, and there's a movie based on it that most people know from, like, the Eddie Vedder soundtrack to it. But the point is, okay. It's about a kid who is basically that. But then he ends up, like, going off into the into the Alaskan wilderness and getting himself in trouble and dying. So he goes missing, and it turns out that he was just this, like, probably a little on the spectrum kid who followed all the rules, and then he found out his dad had an affair, and then he, like, becomes completely anti-establishment and ends up, like, deciding to be a hobo, basically, just, like, a hitchhike from town to town and reject all worldly possessions and all of this. And it's just entirely because he found out that adults sometimes lie to you. And just so that was a lot of what D16 reminded me of, is that sometimes you do have somebody who is just has so much faith in authority that when that faith is betrayed, it, like, completely flips their entire worldview. So I know a lot of people, I've heard some people saying that they feel like that wasn't, like, his change wasn't sold well enough, but I think I've heard enough stories of people, like, actual people, teenagers generally, but people in the course of becoming adults who have that kind of change when they find out the authority they had so much faith in is actually terrible.
It was believable to me, but, like, in the third act, it goes a little too extreme in the other way.
Also, Starscream asking, like, hit me again.
He's asking, like, for an abusive relationship.
Like, oh,
what
no.
The fuck, dude?
Oh, no. I mean, all the Seekers, you know, and all the ones who become Decepticons were basically just previously Sentinel Prime's lackeys. And then he abandoned them, so they just are waiting for somebody else whose lackeys they can be.
Yeah.
So,
but Starscream on a throne was great, and then he's just abuse me, daddy.
And he's Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, which I guess works. I kind of didn't think it would work.
Yeah.
But then he gets his throat crushed and he starts sounding a little more Starscream.
Yes. Now,
but then it sort of evens out at the end.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, he does at least get some line after that where it's back to normal. So that was just a temporary thing.
I don't think it was completely back to normal. It wasn't like the heavy crushed throat effect, but I think it was.
Speaking of voices and crushed throats. I am so glad that Bumblebee did not lose his voice.
Yeah, we were all afraid of that, and that thankfully did not happen.
Maybe they were just like, they figured, well, this version of him needs to make up for all of the talking that he didn't get to do in any of the previous movies.
Yeah, if in Transformers 2, that's probably going to happen in Act 2.
Oh, I hope not. No, never. Never take away his voice again.
Unless they make this a trilogy and it happens in the third one. It's probably going to happen if we get more sequels.
I am very interested to see how it does this weekend.
At least this movie, like, this movie did good by the story, although I think that, like, I love the movie, had fun with it. There's a couple bumps in the third act that it's like, it was trying to rush some things, and then seemed to forget things like the fucking quintessons.
Well, I did like the quintessons being, like, crustacean alien people.
Yeah, they were cool.
With their big lobster ship.
Yeah, not that I want a toy of them, but they were cool.
Yes, and I do like that. I like when we can still have quintessons around, even though we've brought in the Primus backstory.
Yeah.
So they could still be these other aliens. They don't have to have built them, but as I've mentioned, I do find it increasingly relatable to have the backstory be that you were created by a bunch of warmongering capitalists who are just mad that you won't let them take advantage of you anymore. I'm like, they're boomers.
But that did get retconned in some comics or something that they had been lying about that, or maybe that was just in fanfic, which sorta is what happens here. Mm-hmm. In a way that, like, they're integral in Cybertronian society being massively oppressive.
Yeah.
And forcing, like, instead of them into transforming into specific things, they're forcing transforming out of them.
Yeah, and basically,
castration way.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I
heard some people describe it.
One of our friends who is, like, a sociology professor. Was saying that he got a very, like, emasculated impression from that, like, and yeah, I absolutely did think that. I mean, to be fair, I'm also a person who's constantly dealing with animals getting spayed and neutered, so that is something that I think about possibly more than the average person.
More than the average bear.
Gotta take their nugs.
Yeah, but like the Cogless being smaller and more uniform in shape. Well, I guess the Seekers are kind of uniform.
Less
but
powerful.
Not.
And I mean, Orion Pax and D16, like as I said, have very kind of adolescent vibes.
Yeah.
So, and it
they're
does
Cogless.
Feel...
They're stunted.
I felt that
they're also
the...
younger, too, but...
The art, and I especially felt this way later when they're dealing with a lot of the freed miners, is it was kind of cute and almost kind of styled like blockies.
Yeah.
Like, they look kind of cute. Which is not bad.
They are very adorable.
Cute little baby sideswipe, little baby jazz.
Oh yeah, it was nice to see so many of the characters, like, not to give them specific voices or anything. We didn't have weird accents show up. But...
Yeah, it was great. Just, I mean, I know people are going to be like, oh, it's just the 84 cars, but still,
yes.
it was, I mean, RC is not an 84 car.
No.
So, yeah, it was nice having all the characters. I think that our wiki buddies are going to have their work cut out for them, freeze framing stuff and trying to figure out who is actually a particular character and who is, like,
just sort of looks
up.
Like a particular character. Yeah, because there was one character I saw a couple times and I thought, oh, that's Hound, and then they spoke with a female voice. It's like, okay, that's probably not Hound, maybe?
That's not Hound. There was one of them whose head just looked a lot like some of the designs for my OC Trickster. So it's cute. But because you just...
Yeah, there's enough variety in them that you could find, oh, hey, my OC is at minute 24.
Yeah, I mean, unless your OC is, like, really, like, non-standard design, but I like standard design. I like characters who look like they just fit in. So, yeah, it was really neat. It was a really fun movie. I know we don't want to go on about it forever, but the scene where Pax takes Megatron, takes D16, up into that archway over the racetrack.
Yes.
And he's like, I did this for us.
Squeeze together in a very narrow tunnel.
No, just the where he's like, I did this.
The squeezing just felt.
I did this for us. And it's just like, it's so gay.
Yeah, like the whole, it's that whole so segment. Sweet. Yes. It's very gay. And like, well, the part that's in the trailers with badass Atron Bumblebee repeating that over and over until Alita won and the audience is annoyed at him. Like, Pax in the background waiting for D16 to catch up before he starts walking.
I will just say, for the Twitter purity squad, nowhere in the movie does it say they're like brothers. That's only in the marketing.
Yeah, we're like brothers, in quotes.
Yes, even then, that's kind of like being roommates, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, it's very easy to read that into it. The movie doesn't make it explicit. But this all being a gay breakup makes the story make sense.
It's the old Charles and Magneto making their breakup everyone's problem thing.
Yeah!
So, yeah, it was good. It was really good. And we will do a full breakdown of it at some point.
Eventually.
Probably in the Patreon. But, yeah, those are the highlights. I definitely want to go see it again in 3D because I just saw it in a normal number of Ds.
There is a stinger thing at the end.
Yes, there is a mid-credit one.
Clips of it actually were in the trailers. The mid-credit one, haha.
Yes.
And then one at the end.
There's a mid-credit one, and then there's one at the end. But yeah, I guess here we will end the spoilers here so that people know this is the part they can jump back in.
Well, they don't have to, because it's pretty much just like us signing off at this point, unless there's anything else to say.
I don't know. I can plug the Patreon again.
We could, yeah.
IaconUnderground.net at patreon.com/IaconUnderground, where this month we will be discussing the G1 episode War Dawn for obvious reasons. So, yes, you can. That version's a lot less gay. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's still a little gay. Still a little bit. But we will get into that. But yeah. You can, I gotta do the Rob stuff, because Rob is the responsible adult of this podcast. Yeah,
we have Twitters, we have Patreon, we have a Discord.
I am not really posting to the tweet site so much, but I am posting episode updates to Blue Sky.
Oh.
And
yeah, I gotta start using Blue Sky more on Mastodon.
And Mastodon.
Well, I sort of use Mastodon on the weekends.
That is IaconUnderground at retro.pizza and IaconUnderground on Blue Sky. I am Trickster with an X at retro.pizza and also Trickster with an X on Blue Sky. And yeah, I need to get back to the Facebook cross posting because there's a fun little segment of old community over there. But
Facebook, no.
I know, it's terrible, but also, like,
I never liked it even when everyone was using it.
You go over there and see Buzz Dixon posting, like, left-wing memes and feel better about
that
life. Alright, well, I have to go deal with some kittens.
And I have to go finish preparing a refrigerator because I get a new one tomorrow.
I got a new phone. I got an iPhone 16 Plus to go get set up tomorrow.
Plus.
And then hopefully come home to Strax's.
Yay.
Be very exciting. So until next time, this has been Jen.
And David and Straxus, till all are one.
And Steeljaw, rise up!
Yes.